Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, I heard it. Thanks to Joe Wiley for playing this earlier.
Scott Mills, if you'd like to be featured on In Session in coming weeks, then write to us with at least one original song on your enclosed demo tape to In Session, Power FM.
Enclosed demo tape.
Oh, it's brilliant then, wasn't I?
You were very high, weren't you?
I was 16, yeah?
Okay.
Right, tonight is the meat of the moustaches. On the first Friday of every month, a group called the Handlebar Club meet up in a pub quite near Radio 1 in London. It's a celebration of people who have those massive handlebar moustaches, and I'm going along. Everyone is welcome. You don't actually have to have one.
I'd forgotten that you'd invited me to this, so I'm now...
Oh, hang on. You said you were going to come.
I will try, but I might need to rearrange a few things. But can I just confirm what you're having to do? Well, what you don't have to do. But you're going to a pub full of men with moustaches.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
So just a pub full of men with moustaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I'm just checking the...
Oh, I see what you're getting at. It's nothing like that.
I'm just trying to get my head around it. And is that sort of 3 days' worth of growth for you on your top lip at the moment?
No, I can't grow a moustache. I've actually hired some.
Right.
Now, so I've got loads here for you as well. Is this me, do you think? That's nice, isn't it?
It's very, it's...
I wonder who last had this on their face.
It's very artistic.
Yeah. Now, I've been told, if I lose or damage these, because I'm going to have a drink tonight, they cost £100 each to replace. £100. And they're very small, as you can see.
Somebody's having you on there.
They've got to have it back for Pride and Prejudice next week, or something like
some
that.
Some kind of pride.
Yeah. Now, look at this one. Yes. Now, that's more curly.
That's a bit better, I think.
That's good, isn't it?
The other one made you look a bit like one of those weightlifters in silent films.
However, look at this one.
That's the baby.
I'm not sure that's from someone's face.
Oh, my God.
I believe that to be a merkin.
National. Radio 1.
Very exciting now.
Okay.
Do you remember Shane Ward?
Yes.
He won X Factor.
Yeah.
He's in the paper today, actually.
Is he?
Standing next to a girl in a bikini.
All right. I met him recently, actually.
And?
He was a very nice man.
Yeah.
Bought something at an auction I was doing.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, nobody's heard this
yet. Not the best anecdote in the world, but, you know, I just thought I'd add it in.
Was that it?
That really was it. There was no punchline or anything. I met him, he bought something.
No details of what he bought or anything, really.
He bought the chance to play on the pitch at Old Trafford, along with Darren Campbell. He bought that as well.
Oh.
It doesn't get any better. There's still no joke.
I gave you another chance.
I know. Anyhow, back to Shane Ward.
Right, nobody has heard this yet, except for Shane, obviously, and probably like Simon Cowell.
Okay.
I know Louis Walsh has heard it.
Right.
Now, we've got the exclusive first play of Shane Ward's new single. Do you know how?
How?
Right, I'll be honest. You know how I like some wine?
Yeah.
Right, I was in Belfast at the Chris Moyles karaoke, do you remember, a few months back?
Yes.
And I was talking to Louis Walsh, and... Right. Louis was like, would you like another drink there, Scott? I was like, I love that, Louis. And then, as the evening went on, I insisted that I had the first play of Shane Ward's new record anywhere on the radio.
So did you and Louis go up to a hotel room and him tie you to a chair so you could hear it?
No, we did not.
Well, that's always what happens when you hear it. When you get to hear a record first before you play it, you're invariably tied to a chair so you can hear it.
No, he didn't do that.
So Louis didn't do that?
No, but he has come through. He hasn't gone back on his word. And we now have the brand new single from Shane Ward to play you here on Radio 1 for the first time. It's called If That's Okay With You. It's the brand new record by Shane Ward on Radio 1. It's called If That's Okay With You.
Two things about that. Firstly, did a horse neigh in it halfway through? It sounded like there was a horse.
There was a horse, I think.
And what's that voice thing?
It's a bit like the Akon thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you not recognise the voice?
No.
It's me.
It's you?
Yeah.
You're part of this, yeah. Eh?
Do you not?
No.
Do you remember when we were doing Moyles' show a while ago and we were doing Helium Karaoke?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And I did Rehab by Amy Winehouse. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Right. I'll just demonstrate for you again, see if you can tell. I've got a balloon.
Handy.
Right.
Okay.
They're trying to make me go to rehab, and I say no, right? Simon Cowell.
Yes. Yeah.
Simon Cowell heard that. And
right.
He rang me up, and he loved it, and he's like, Scott, darling, I would love for you to be on Shane's new single. And I said, Simon, darling, I would love that.
Right.
And I went to the studio, laid down some tracks, and there we have it. It's Shane Ward.
Well, well done.
And if that's okay with you.
Very proud of you.
Do you like it?
I think that's very good. Well done.
Okay, I'll do it for you again. Thanks also to Simon and Louis and Shane for giving me the opportunity to be
on
my first hit single.
If that's okay with you.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
This number with you at all times. If they ask for your number and you think, no, really don't fancy you, then you hand them the Flirt Divert number instead. If you don't give them the number, these people will actually call your phone. You don't want to give them your real number.
Also,
you do not want people like this on your voicemail.
Don't sing it to them, because then that's a clue.
Yeah. Remind them of the number.
I think you've done that so many times already, I don't think it needs me to add to it.
Have a go.
Oh, for goodness sake. Look, it's Friday. I've had a very difficult week. 0777 0 9 7 4 7 0 7 7 0 7 7 4 9 1 4. I'm getting the numbers right, just in the wrong order.
It's to avoid people like this.
Yeah, you're at Jamaica, Gary. Just a quick ring to say what a beautiful night I had on Saturday. I just can't wait to see you again, really. Here's a little something that I put together till we meet up. I just wanna lick you up and down till you say stop. Let me play with your body, baby. Make it real hot. Let me do all those things you want me to. 'Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you. Give me a ring.
Imagine that.
Oh, dear.
If that was your actual phone, you'd be there one evening, minding your own business. Oh, there goes my mobile. Hello?
I just wanna lick you up and down till you say stop.
Oh, bless. Oh. Also, check out this invitation for a night out from Trucker John.
Hi, Kathleen. It's Trucker John here. How are you doing? Giving you a call like you wanted me to, and hopefully we can meet up again in the club, and you never know, come back to my truck a little bit later. Cheers, darling. Give us a call, yeah? You've got my number.
Hey, baby, want to come back to my truck?
Does that work as a chat up line?
I know.
You never know. Come back to my truck a little bit later.
I don't know. Let's put it out there. Does that work? Come back to my truck a little bit later. Those are the kind of people you want to avoid this weekend, so don't give them your own phone number. Give them the Flirt Divert number, 0777 0 774 914. Take it out with you this weekend.
0777 0 774 914. Flirt Divert.
I just want to lick you up and down till you say stop.
Radio 1. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.